WJW Mobile.
Two this afternoon, Dave, W2T.
I'm just headed over to Little Rubble to pick up some lunch. Do you already have lunch?
No, I'm going to fix something here at the house in a little bit. Just trying to decide what I'm going to have. I think I'm going to have me, I got me some nice sausages with cheese in them, and I think I'm going to have me some, fix me up a couple of those and some tater tots to go along with them and make that lunch today.
I got to learn how to cook more and better stuff. I guess that's a lifelong journey, huh?
Oh, I've done it for a year or two anyway, you know. A lot of time spent in cooking, learning a lot of different things. And, you know, it's all interesting, and you'd be amazed at what you can learn to do when you start cooking and things. And, of course, I use my air fryer, so, you know, when I do a lot of that thing, like I'll put the tater tots in the air fryer today, and that'll work out good.
Never seen one in action, though. That might be something worth looking into in the future, but there's all kind of appliances all over the kitchen now as it is. Not to give up one before you pull in another. But when I was a kid, you know, going to, through high school, and the jobs that I had before the first real job at Michelin were all mostly cooks or bottle washers, those kinds of things. So I should know how to cook. I cooked at Western Family, at McDonald's, at Long John Silver's. I don't know, there's several other places. So, Ingles Deli. So you'd think I'd know how to cook, but I don't know how to cook.
It's, you know, it's one of those things you got to really learn and pay attention, because there's cooking and then there's some of the things like, you know, I worked at McDonald's, but I didn't really learn to cook at McDonald's. I mean, that was not a place to learn to cook. I learned, did a lot of my learning. My mother taught me a lot. And since my dad died when I was young and my mom had to raise four kids, I had to learn a lot about doing cooking and things like that around the house, and you know, a lot of different things. So over the years, I learned an awful lot about how to cook. And between her and my grandmother, I learned a lot of things, you know.
Flashing red light up here at McElhaney and 290. Wonder why that is. Power outers or something. Anyway, never seen that before, where people just, that you go up, you stop, whoever, anyway. Or something else I was going to tell you, I can't remember what it is. So.
Been too important, but anyway. And also, you're going to go out a Little Rebel and pick up something, huh? You must live close to there.
By the way, when I raise my copter up in the air about 400 feet and I'm looking out through the viewer, I can see Little Rebel from my house. Anyway, I'm up at the window, so I got to place my order. If you're still there, I'll give you a shout when I get through these windows. W2T, W4DJW.
W2T, I'll be around.
Well, Helen and Charlie, hello, Forrester from Tom and Bernice. just here for a short time, Rusty. And I am a fine cook in Zero TR.
Need to query Bernice on that statement you just made, or am I supposed to take you at your word?
Well, I never cook, that is. But generally speaking, for the gourmet supper that I cook would be beanie weenies and Gatorade.
I'd be hot dogs and potato chips.
Wouldn't be heart healthy.
Beanie weenies. Listening to my friend talk out there.
Oh, I was just sitting here counting out pills and putting them in the day and the night box, and I got mixed up, so I had to do it over. That's the first time I've done that. And then watching Gunsmoke and just resting for a few minutes. We just got home and got unloaded.
Home without getting into any confrontations out there on the road. And all, that's always a good thing. So glad that you did that. Yeah, Dave going over there, talking about where he can see the little rebel from his house when his copter's about 400 feet up in the air. That's interesting. And it means he sounds like he also keeps an eye on that place quite often. So I haven't been over there in years, and maybe one of these days I'll get back over there and see how they're doing, and maybe get back over there and eat sometime. It's been a long while since I've been over that way. Maybe I'll meet up with you and Bernice over there one day, Tom.
Man, they have great food. It's always the same. It's like home cooking, and it's reasonably priced, and we really enjoy it. That's one of the few places that we do go, and in all honesty, we haven't been over there in a couple of months, but we used to go there once every couple of weeks. But even the simplest thing, like a hamburger, is just beyond belief. It's really good.
Oh, yeah. Remember, I've been there. So it's been a while, but I've been there. So I know what their food is like. And it's always a good place to go because we always used to meet over there and gather up and gather around on Fridays or something, or whenever it was, and have a chance to meet up, talk to each other, and actually put an eyeball on each other, which we haven't done a lot of that in a long time. So, oh, I understand. And also, I'm going to get up here in a few minutes and go in there and start pulling stuff out. And I got some of these Johnsonville brats, and I got some of the, got the cheese in them, and got me some hot dog buns and some spicy mustard, and throw some tater tots in the air fryer, and that's going to be my lunch today. And that's pretty much a healthy thing.
There's a good idea. We don't have one, do we, Bernice? No, but her sister used to use it a lot, and keeps a little bit of the fried stuff out of it, I guess. She liked it. Out on the farm there, she used it. But she wasn't the chef that Bernice is, let me tell you. No comparison. My brother-in-law used to just love it when we come out there and have a catfish dinner or something like that. And we'd always take supper out there about once a week. And George, he'd snarf it up, and Betty'd get so mad, and you could see her steaming over there. You don't need to eat that much. Well, the poor guy was starving.
Wanted you to think, you know, he probably ate better than you think. He just didn't want, he just always wanted to see if he could irritate his wife, you know. I've got a friend that does that quite regularly with his sister-in-law. When they go over to their house, his brother and sister-in-law, and she's a chef, so she is one of these folks who really knows how to cook. And they'll go over there, and he'll give his wife all kinds of fits about the food that's being prepared over there. And I've watched her glare at him sometimes, and I thought, you know, he keeps that up. He's going to turn into a really well done spot on the road one day.
Yes, it happens. Well, I better get back over there and finish up my pill count, and just wanted to holler at you. And I like tater tots. You know what we've been getting is good, and of course they're out of them here lately, is those curly fries like they serve at Arby's, which we haven't been there in a long time. They have those frozen at Aldi's, as well as their hash browns are good for breakfast. I had some of them this morning with sausage and egg. And you don't get many hash browns that satisfy me, but theirs is good. And those two things that, you know, I like fries, but those curly fries are really good. Oh, I think we're going to have barbecued beef for dinner tonight. And that's about the size of that, so probably sandwiches or burgers, whatever you call them. with a little slaw on it. Rusty, I got to move on. My back's starting to talk to me. And Bernice just put out a, what is that? An apple thing. I dropped a, excuse me. I dropped a, one of those, what do you call them? Crescent roll things as we were loading stuff in the ice box, and it cracked it open just barely, and I picked it up before it had a chance to get any on the floor, of course. And so she made some crescent rolls with apple in it. See you later. I gotta move. W2T with W4DJW in 0TR73.
W2T. Dave, you back?
Yeah, beanie weenies are good. W4DJW. Catch you later, Tom.
Good. I just said that they're not considered a heart-healthy item to be eating.
Well, if you consider not eating versus eating, eating is heart-healthy. As long as you're eating food that will sustain you versus not eating at all.
Be honest with you, I've never tasted them, Dave. See you later. In 0TR.
Well, I've had my share of beanie weenies over the year, too, Dave, so, you know. All of those things, you know, come about, and, you know, sometimes, like you say, it's, if you want something to eat and that's all you got, when you're at college and, you know, you want something and the cafeteria is closed already, so the only place you can go to get something is hopefully something you've got in your, that you've got stored away in somewhere in the closet or your desk drawer, and a can of beanie weenies will do it. You know, you pop the top on it and grab you a little fork and go to town.
I go through tons of beanie weenies. I don't know what the condition was. But and then when I was going to college every day for 2 years, a personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut. Boy, I got so sick of those things. Anyway, Rusty, I'm at home. I'm going to go and eat my little rebel and have a lunch with my wife. I haven't had that in a long time. Catch you later. Good talking to you. W2T, W4DJW, clear.
Talk to you later, W2T, clear.